Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is hit by the pitch. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Porter, and Potek drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive towards first. Squires catches it and steps on first to double up Cowens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Molinaro. McRae reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Washington reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molinaro hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Porter and he is out, Potek applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 2 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Molinaro scores. Washington moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Way then who tags Squires trying to return to first, for the out. Washington scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing center field. Tom Spencer now playing left field. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.